Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the first ever Virtual Community Builders Hour. Today, we are bringing the community together to learn about the Habitat mission and its impact on the lives of local families. During these unprecedented times, we must remember that housing is essential. Housing provides safety, stability, and shelter. Housing is also an integral part of healthcare. The ability to stay safer at home or shelter in place relies on the condition that you have an adequate place to take shelter in. While many take this for granted, too many of our fellow community members lack access to safe, decent, and affordable housing. Given these trying times, when health and wellness is paramount concern, affordable housing is essential to the well-being of individuals, families, and our community as a whole. To our volunteers, donors, and homeowners that we have not seen due to COVID-19, I hope you and your families are healthy and safe. For those tuning in that I have not had the opportunity to meet yet, my name's Mike Sutton, President and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas and West Pasco counties. I'm joining you this morning from a home in Teller Estates, our largest development to date. We broke ground on this Pinellas Park neighborhood in July of 2019, and it is now home to 23 families. Over the next few years, that number will grow to 70 Habitat homeowners. This particular house will soon be home to Amari and her two-year-old daughter, Amaya. Amari is a manager at Hoots, an extension of Hooters, a longtime community partner to our affiliate. Her daughter, Amaya, has several disabilities which require her to have a GI tube and manage a heart condition. But that doesn't stop her from being a vibrant and energetic two-year-old. Their current living situation is substandard, forcing the two to share a queen-size bed in a tiny apartment. Soon, Amari will close on her home and open a new door to a bright future for her and her daughter. For many of us, 2020 was a difficult year filled with loss, struggle, and pain. Despite these challenges, thanks to the community support, hope was restored for 61 hardworking families who celebrated the end of 2020 in their new safe and affordable home. This morning, you will hear from one of those homeowners who closed on her home in February of 2020. At Habitat for Humanity, we believe homeownership has the power to transform. We know that affordable homeownership can transform lives and the community in which we live by breaking the cycle of generational poverty and providing a hand up to families in need. Unfortunately, families across our community are paying too high a price to cover the cost of their home. Rents and homeownership costs are skyrocketing, while wages aren't keeping pace. Everywhere you look, the stability that home should bring remains out of reach for far too many families. A family shouldn't have to spend more than 30% of their income on a home. But consider that in our current economic climate, most low-income families in our region pay half or more of their income on a place to live. That means that 1 in 6 families are denied the personal and economic stability that safe, decent, and affordable housing provides. Instead, 1 in 6 families are forced to make impossible choices. Safe homes, nutritious food on the table, healthcare, access to good schools, reliable transportation, which would you choose? Habitat knows the complexities that surround the cost of home. Since 1985, our affiliate has been creating affordable homeownership opportunities for deserving families in partnership with our community. To date, we have built over 650 homes, making our affiliate the second largest in the Habitat network of nearly 1,100 affiliates across the country. This year, we will celebrate a huge milestone, serving our 700th homeowner partner family. In our 2021 fiscal year, Habitat will build 50 homes in Pinellas County and 20 homes in Pasco County. In addition to the impact being made in Pinellas, the exciting transformation that is underway in Town and Country Villas in Newport Richey will continue. This two-block area on Leisure Lane and Van Duren Avenue is known for being one of the busiest for illegal activity in Pasco County. Since the merger of the Pinellas and West Pasco affiliates in 2019, Habitat's development has brought a new sense of hope to the neighborhood, with 8 new homes completed and many more to come. Although this ministry is stronger than ever, thanks to the continued support and investment that our community makes in our affiliate, the need has never been so great. For many struggling families, the Habitat program is an opportunity they know nothing about. So many people in our community, including many of you, believe Habitat is a giveaway program, a rental program, or even a program that serves the homeless. So who do we serve and how? Our homeowners are retail workers, tellers at your bank, teacher aides, school system employees. They are home healthcare workers, CNAs, and managers at your favorite restaurant. In fact, you most likely know or interact with a Habitat homeowner on a regular basis. Candidates must demonstrate a strong need for affordable and adequate shelter, the ability to pay back a zero-interest loan, and be willing to partner with Habitat to invest 350 to 450 sweat equity hours and complete 20 homebuyer education classes. The education curriculum is designed to provide skills and knowledge to be a successful homeowner, tools that a traditional homebuyer may not have. They learn how to budget, how to stay away from predatory lending, and how to be a good neighbor. Eight of these required classes revolve around the financial portion of being a homeowner. Our homeowners purchase their home from Habitat with a 0% interest mortgage. Their mortgage payments support the home builds of future homeowners, creating a perpetual cycle of community. Our 650 plus families contributed more than $980,000 to the local tax base in Pinellas and Pasco counties just this past year. In our unique position as a home builder and a mortgage lender, we are able to build new homes and work with our homeowners post-closing to ensure they remain stable. This is essentially important during the pandemic, as we were able to assist those impacted by furloughs and job loss. Without Habitat, these families would most likely never own their own home. They make too much to qualify for government assistance, and they make too little to qualify for a traditional mortgage. Through the Habitat program, their 0% interest loan is the hand up that allows them to change the trajectory of their family's lives. We see this transformation impact everyone in the family and beyond. Grades increase for the children, graduation becomes a clearer reality, health improves, promotions are earned, relationships strengthen, and our community benefits. This morning, we need your help. Help us to continue to educate the community on our programs. Help us to continue to recruit volunteers and donors to fulfill the Habitat mission, and help us encourage eligible families to apply for the program. We know that with you by our side, we can do this. Thank you again for tuning in. To hear firsthand the impact of our mission, I would like to introduce you to a Habitat homeowner, Rory Stewart.
I cannot imagine where I would be without this program. My kids are the reason that I do all of this. And to know that they are safe and secure in their own rooms just really means everything.
Now there's no mold because it was like just built, and I can breathe better.
I really like my new room, and all the toys are in it.
You know, you make these bonds with people. You're working shoulder to shoulder with them, building their houses, building other people's houses. And it's just priceless. You literally know every single person that's in that house, every family that's in that house. You've worked with them on their house. They've also worked with you on your house or other houses. And you actually know the people that you're living next to. So in a sense, Habitat really is building communities from the ground up, you know? Communities where you can depend on each other and call on each other. I just feel like it builds a stronger sense of togetherness. We're in this together. So it's not like you're just doing this by yourself. There's a feeling of community already before you even enter into that stage where you choose your own lot. When we first sat there and they started to tell us, okay, you're gonna have to put in at least 350 sweat equity hours, half of which have to be completed by yourself. The other half can be completed by family and friends. It seemed like an insane number to me. Like, how am I gonna stuff 350 sweat equity hours into weekends? So when I went out on my first build site, I actually brought my son with me, Dominic, because he was 14 at the time. And at the age of 14, you are able to help out on painting days as well as landscaping days. So there was a landscaping day. I said, come on, son, we're gonna go do this at 8 o'clock in the morning. He's like, what? I did not know that I was gonna be completely covered in dirt. Up my nose, around my eyes, everywhere. But it was so amazing, because still to this day, I drive by that house and think, you know, every single one, you know, I had a part in helping with that home. And that's something that you take forever with you. I just can't believe these people right here, they do this every day for a living. It's amazing. I just wish that more people knew what actually goes into this so that they can all become involved. It's hard, yes, it's very hard. It's the hardest thing you'll probably ever have to do if you do go through this program, but it is the most rewarding. It is the most rewarding. You're ready to be a homeowner. You've got your kids in a place that is safe for them. Getting evicted or the house falling apart around you, you know that you helped build these walls, and you know that you have made them safe and secure, and your children are now safe and secure as well as yourself.
We are so proud of Rory and are excited to see her and her family excel in the future. Rory and her fellow Habitat homeowners are living examples of our mission in action, building homes, community, and hope. It is now my pleasure to introduce Alfredo Anthony, chairman of our board of directors at Habitat for Humanity.
Good morning. I'm Alfredo Anthony, and I'm proud to serve as board chairman for Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas and West Pasco counties. This morning, after learning about the Habitat story and hearing firsthand from a homeowner, you may have a new sense of what home truly means. I ask you to take a moment and consider, what does home mean to you? To me, home is a shelter that allows one to develop into their fullest potential due to the nurturing, safety, security, personal and educational growth inherent within that structure. It's a place that one anticipates return due to the comfort that one experiences. Everyone deserves a decent and safe place to call home. This is why I am proud to serve on the board of Habitat for Humanity and take part in this important work. Last year, we planned to host 3 Community Builders Hour events, which would have brought nearly 800 people together to learn about the Habitat mission. Due to the pandemic, we were only able to host one event, and for the safety of staff and donors, we made the decision to cancel the second and third, which drastically impacted our organization financially. Each year, we rely on funds raised from these events to help deserving families reach their dream of home ownership. This year, more than ever, we need your support. Our goal this morning is to raise $75,000, and I'd love to see us match or exceed that goal to help Habitat continue to change lives and perspectives in our community. When you logged on this morning, most of you didn't know exactly what we're going to ask you for in terms of financial support. You probably came because a friend invited you or because you're already familiar. But now that you've heard the full Habitat for Humanity story and seen the impact the program makes on our families, it is my privilege to ask you to make a financial investment in our ongoing success. This is just not an investment in Habitat for Humanity. It truly is an investment in our community. And I think you can agree that is one of the most important investments that any of us can make. When we looked at what we wanted to ask you for, we decided to ask for what we really need most: financial support for our day-to-day operations, for the costs associated with land acquisition, construction, project management, family and volunteer programs, and administration. Our goal is to live in a community where everyone has a decent place to live, and we need your help to serve these families. To accomplish that, we launched the Community Builder Society 5 years ago. This group has grown to over 100 members who have pledged to support affordable homeownership opportunities in our area. It's inspiring to consider the hundreds of families that have a safe and affordable home after partnering with Habitat. During a time when the health and safety of our loved ones are top priorities, and because I believe in the Habitat mission, I ask that you'll consider joining me as a member of the society. There are several levels at which you can become a member, and I'd like to share those with you now. To join at any time during the program, you can visit the Community Builders Society section below. The first giving level is a pledge of $1,000 each year for 3 years. This is a Hope Builder level. For the equivalent of $83 a month, less than $3 a day, the amount you spend on a coffee, you can help a family move out of a dilapidated home or overcrowded apartment. The second level of giving is the Block Builder at $2,000. The previous level was the equivalent of a cup of coffee each day. This level is the equivalent of that daily Starbucks latte. Your gift will provide an opportunity for local families to break the cycle of poverty. The next giving level is $5,000 a year for 3 years. This is a Neighborhood Builder level. If you would consider a gift of $5,000 each year for 3 years, you would allow us to help even more families realize the American dream. You would help us build not just houses, but neighborhoods that are full of hardworking families whose children will have opportunities they have never imagined. Imagine the difference this kind of gift will make. We know that many of you are part of a company or foundation, or you may just be in a position to give more. The Community Builder level lets you have a far-ranging impact on the lives of adults and children throughout the community. If you would consider a gift of $10,000 a year for 3 years, that would be a huge boost to expanding our reach, providing education and counseling prospective homeowners, serving more volunteers, helping more families turn their lives around forever. To join, visit the Community Builders Society section below this video to select your level of giving. If you're joining me today as a society member, my personal thanks for your generous support. Although I started by introducing the Community Builders Society, we know and respect that you may prefer to give at a different level and have provided additional donation amounts just for you. With your donation, you will be supporting deserving families like the Stewarts to achieve the American dream. To make a donation, please click the Donate Now button above this video. Here you can select how much you are willing to give and for how many years in order to improve the future of our homeowner partners. We truly appreciate whatever level of support you can provide. If you have any other gifts, talents, or ideas to share, please use the contact button at the bottom of the page and a member of our staff will be in touch. I know that many of you are still typing, but if I could have your attention for just a moment, it's important that you really hear what I'm about to say. Whatever gift you have chosen to make today, whether you have become a member of the Community Builder Society, made a gift at a different level, or would like to contribute in another way, we sincerely thank each and every one of you on behalf of the families we serve. And we thank you all for the most important gift you gave today, that gift of your valuable time. All of us at Habitat genuinely appreciate that you took time out of your busy lives to tune into this morning to learn more about what we do in Pinellas and Pasco counties. Now, to close our program, I'll turn it back to Mike.
Thank you, Alfredo. Before we conclude this morning's event, I'd like to recognize several groups who help move our mission forward. Thank you to our board of directors who provide support and direction to continue the growth and sustainability of our organization. It allows us to serve more families. Thank you to our table captains. These folks are true ambassadors for our mission and made today's event successful by inviting many of you to tune in this morning. Finally, thank you to our sponsors. These organizations understand the importance of affordable housing opportunities in our community, and we are grateful for their partnership. On behalf of our organization and the families we serve, thank you for joining us this morning. As a supporter of Habitat through a donation, by supporting at our ReStore, or volunteering your time, you can help us change lives and perspectives in our community. Together, with your support, we can continue to make a transformational impact on the families we serve and the community in which we live.